Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Chris Vermeulen. He is the founder and editor of The Technical Traders. And Chris, I asked you before we started recording, what's catching your eye? Where do you see potential opportunities? And the first thing that you mentioned to me is natural gas. Natural gas had a pretty good year last year until, well, the last couple months when it just completely fell out of bed, reaching a high of almost $5 and then finishing the year down in the $2 to $3 range. Now, natural gas looks to be closing in on this $2.50 level, which is kind of a rounding level, but it's where this sector has bounced multiple times. What do you think the importance is of this $2.50 as it approaches on the downside?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show, Corey. Yeah, I like natural gas here. You know, the big spike we saw last year, obviously based more or less on Farmer's Almanac, expecting cold weather and some other news, everything kind of hit all at once. And usually what goes straight up on news or weather typically comes straight back down. And that's what we've seen. And it's actually come down at a very nice rate. The faster it comes down, the better, in my opinion, especially when it comes down and tags a major support level. This 250, 255 mark on the continuous contract of natural gas, if you're looking at a weekly chart and zoomed out to a couple of years, this level has been tagged multiple times. And every time it's been tagged, we've seen a 1 to 2 month rally in the price of natural gas. And we're not talking just like a drift higher. We're talking some explosive moves to the upside. So I really like natural gas. We're at 266. It still has room to fall down to 250 area, but I'm getting ready, I think, for a technical trade. Simply, this is when you fall into a support level at a high speed, usually you have a strong bounce off of it. And that's what we've seen in the past, and that's what I'm looking for, is a bounce off this. If we get some type of sell-off down to this 250, 255, I think it can be bought for a bounce back up to 3.
Okay. And then just the bounce up to 3, though, that just takes it more or less within this range outside of that major move that it had last year. Is that still kind of the play for natural gas, trading within this range if you exclude that major run at the tail end of last year?
Yeah, I think price could move up to the 310, 320 mark. Like, I mean, the $3 mark is really nothing more than a reactionary trade. Price falls into support really hard. It bounces to 3. That should be a pretty easy target, 3. It could definitely go up, you know, to the range of 310, 320. But yeah, it has been in this sideways range, you know, since mid 2016, with the occasional news or weather-based spike in price where it just pops up and then fades back down to this level. So yeah, I think it has potential to go a little higher, but from a technical standpoint, that should be the knee-jerk reaction. It goes from 250 to 3 real quick. Could go way beyond 3, but I mean, we're just looking for short-term moves that kind of a high probability.
Yeah, okay. Now let's also look at crude oil. Crude has, again, went through a pretty bad end of last year and has been bouncing back, currently trading right around that 55 level. What do you think about the potential of crude continuing this rally, or this rally petering out?
Yeah, I like commodities in general. I think we're getting to a point here, a time in the overall economy and market, that they're going to start to perform better. And I don't think they're going to rally for, you know, a year or two long here, but I do feel as though we're going to see them do fairly well through most of this year. Crude oil trading at resistance around this 55, 56 area, pretty significant level on the chart going all the way back to 2015. There's lots of different pivot zones where price has been either stuck above or below this price level. And here we broke down through it a few months ago. We're back up hitting our head on it. Crude oil is kind of selling down and struggling to get through here. I feel as though crude oil could consolidate, trade sideways for a couple of weeks, or maybe pull back a bit. But I do feel like crude oil is going to work up to around $61, $62 per barrel over the next few months.
Okay. And then what is all this saying about the overall economies, either globally or in the U.S.? I know we've been getting a lot of mixed data out of the U.S. and weak data out of Europe and China. You would think that if weak data keeps popping up, then these sectors could roll over.
Yeah, they could for sure. You know, overseas, the economies have been pretty weak, which could be a huge reason why crude oil has completely collapsed in price. You know, those stock markets have been underperforming. Their economies over there have been softening. So, you know, that's the U.S. and Canada are pretty big markets, but I mean, the rest of the world is, you know, has a big effect on it. So if they're under pressure, it's definitely going to hurt some of these, you know, crude oil, something that's used for fuel, transport, all that stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot of mixed markets going on. And yeah, I feel as though crude is oversold. I think it's going to work its way a little higher. Overall, though, I do feel as though kind of the U.S. Canadian economy might be the last to kind of roll over. Right now, they're seen as the safe haven for currency stocks in general, and I think we'll be the last ones to kind of roll over. But right now, money keeps moving into the U.S. As the safe haven play. So it's kind of, I would, you know, almost say artificially inflating it, postponing the collapse of potential stocks. So that's where I think is unfolding here.
Okay, so I think it's good to outline the fact here that the bullish trades that you're seeing are very much short term. You're not thinking that maybe by the end of the year that either of these markets will end higher than their current price. You're just looking at a short term trade, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I feel as though, you know, there's been a lot of damage done to the U.S. equities markets, and they've had a very strong rally, and they're close to breaking out to some significant areas, some highs we saw back in September, that if they can break those levels and maintain the ground and some other leading sectors come into play, I think we could kick back into a bull market. But in my opinion, we've broken down, we're stuck under key resistance and previous highs. So I do feel as though we're going to see lower prices a year from now.
Okay. And does that also correlate then into U.S. markets as well? Even though they're still going through a little bit of a bounce, it seems like a lot of the time energy markets and the typical U.S. markets go hand in hand.
Yeah. You know, I think the markets in general, like the U.S. equities markets, when they roll over, we pretty much see all the other markets roll over in a big way. Once the U.S. is kind of confirmed in a bear market, everyone is, you know, eventually selling their shares. They're not in buying mode. We usually see everything start to fall, including commodities. So that's where I am. I think commodities are outperforming, starting to outperform the broad markets, and they're going to do that for a couple months. But when the stock market does roll over, we're going to see all those collapse with it. So, I mean, it's a short window. I'm bullish here, but only for a few months. The second half of this year will be a totally different story. We just have to see how the markets play out. You really have to move with the markets. You don't really want to predict too much. If they're, you know, if they're pointing to higher prices, you've got to focus on trading long.
Exactly. Don't try to fight the markets. Don't try to pick that absolute top or that absolute bottom. I truly believe that if you can follow the trend and still maybe not get too overexcited or too overdepressed, that's always important too. But some of what you're outlining here, I think, is important for all the traders that want to take at least some short-term positions. Chris, good chatting with you. If anybody wants more information on Chris and the technical traders, just click that link below. And also, if anybody wants Chris and I to look at any sectors or any stocks, please email me, and I'm happy to put those in front of them. Chris, thanks for your time today.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Take care.